Today's daf is Brachos Daf Zayin. We are holding at the very top of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Brachos Daf Zayin is the daf that is centered around Memros of Rabbi Yochanan. If you notice on, we'll take notice on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, there are a lot, it's obviously Agadat HaGemara. You just look at the Tzuras HaDaf and you see that it's Agadat HaGemara, but it's centered around five statements of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. And on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, it's centered around eight different statements of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So it's all Rabbi Yochanan, Amud Aleph is Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Amud Beis. So says the Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph at the top. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. The first statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do we know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu davens? Shenemar Rabbi Yossi Mal Harakachi V'Simachtem Beveis Tefilasi. Hashem says V'Simachtem Beveis Tefilasi in the house of my tefila. Tefila Samlo Nemar. It doesn't say in the house of their tefila, the tefila of Klal Yisrael. El Tefilasi. Mikan Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu refers to his own tefilos. So we see from there that obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu must daven. Frek the Tzlach, an obvious kasha. What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens? Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu daven to? What do you mean? How could we say we daven, we know who we're davening to? We're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu davening to? So says the Tzlach, you see it from the Hemshech of the Gemara, where the Gemara is going to tell us what his tefillah is, that he's davening to Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens to Klal Yisrael, that they should have Yira Shemayim. And it's a Beferish Pasuk, says the Tzlach, in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Ekev. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach Kiyim Liyira. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not demand of you? Shoel Meimach, as if he's being mispalel, he's asking of us. Because that's the one thing, a Kol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Mir Shemayim. It's the one thing that's not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, it's in our hands. So for the one thing that's in our hands, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to daven to us for. My Matzli, so what exactly is the nature of his tefillah? What are the words of Hashem's tefillah? Amrav Zutra Bar Tuvya, Amrav, Yehiratzon Milfanai Sheikh Bishu, Rachmi Eskasi, Viagulu Rachmi Al Midosev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens that he should that his rachamim should overpower his kas, and that he should treat Klal Yisrael lefnim yishuras adin. He should go beyond the letter of the law in his rachmanos on Klal Yisrael. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, so a very famous brisa that was made into a song. That Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said in the brisa, Pamachas nichnasi lahakdir ktores lefnai v'lefnim, that one time I went to be makdir ktores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vereisi, and this is unclear to me exactly what this means. Akasriel ka Hashem tzavakos shu yoshev al kisei ram venisa. Akasriel sounds like the name of a malach, but he's obviously not describing a malach. He's describing Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, "I saw Akasriel Hashem sitting on his throne, ram venisa, high and mighty." Now to say that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was able to see Kadosh Baruch Hu yoshev al kisei ram venisa is very difficult to understand. We know the most powerful of all the nevuos is the nevuah of the Maaseh Merkava that appears in Yecheskel, and it appears in Sefer Yeshayahu, and Yecheskel doesn't even describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Al Kisei Ram Venisa. Only Yeshayahu had the clarity of vision, according to the Maran Chagigo, because Yeshayahu was Misnavi in Eretz Yisrael, to be able to focus and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Al Kisei Ram Venisa. Somehow Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha saw some image of that. He saw some remnant of that image. So Va'amar li Yishmael ben Ibarcheni, and Hashem said to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, I want you to give me a bracha. Amarti lo yirat and what was the tefillah? What was the bracha that he gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The bracha is that you should be able to have more rachamim than din. Your rachamim should overpower your din. You should treat Klal Yisrael lefnim mishuras adin. And Hashem shook his head. That's a reference to showing favor, to answer. It's like an answering of Amen, that he agrees that that's a good bracha for one to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kamash Milon, we see from there, from this story, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Shalotei Birchas Hedyot Kala Be'enecha, that a person should never take a Birchas Hedyot lightly, that even when a bracha comes from someone who's way beneath you, someone who's not nearly at your level, it should never be taken lightly, it should be something that's taken very seriously. Now obviously Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is far from a Hedyot, that's why we're defining Hedyot as someone who's beneath you in this context, because Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's brachos? And the discrepancy between the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the level of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is far greater than the discrepancy between the greatest of human beings to the smallest of human beings. So even if the person is a hedyot, he's a complete moron, it's still the bracha should not be kalabei necha. Rav Zevin writes in Nishim Vashitos that this is the famous story of the Ragachover. It's a true story. Rav Zevin says that someone came to the Ragachover and asked him for a bracha while the Ragachover was meeting with another Rav, and the Ragachover said, I don't give brachas, forget it. So the other Rav said, Rebbe, the Gemara says even a birchas hedyot shouldn't be kalabei necha. Kal v'chomer, your bracha, even an idiot's bracha shouldn't be kalabei. Your bracha, of course, is going to be more meaningful. So the Ragachover said, instead of me giving a bracha with a kal v'chomer, why don't you give him a bracha and you don't even need a kal v'chomer? You're mamash hedyot. Okay, so the Cheshek Shlomo, though, on a more serious note, in the back of the Gemara, quotes that he heard from Abba Harava Muflug, B'tor of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe HaKohen, Sheshamam Pia Rava Gona Tzadim, Rabbi Yitzchak Servaint. He quotes from a number of Rabbanim, I'm not sure who they are, D'l'chara Tamua, that what's Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha teaching me? We already know this. The Gemara Megillah Daf Tezvav has similar drashas of Altei Birch Sediot Kalabei Necha from David, from Daniel. You don't need Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha from the days of Tanoim to come and teach me. We already know this from Nach. We know this from David. We know this from Daniel. That Altei Birch Sediot Kalabei Necha Shari Shnei Gedolei Adoros Birchum Shnei Adiotos. These two Gedolei Adoros were blessed by two Adiotos Vineskaima Ben and was fulfilled about them. That's all in the Gemara Megillah. So he says V'tire Terav Agonanal Dime Hasam Lo Shaminen Rakdim Kvar Birchu Lo Yabracha Kalbeinav. From that Gemara we only see, from the stories in Nach, from David, from Daniel, we only see that if they've already blessed you, then you shouldn't treat it lightly. Avalo Shamanu Shetzarich Levakesh Mehediot Sheyev. But we never find from there that you actually should seek out the bracha of a hedyot, that you should ask a hedyot to be mevarich you. Yishmol b'ni barcheni, Hashem says. It's not that Rabbi Shmuel offered the bracha. He said, please bless me. So you see from here that additional level that one should seek out the bracha of a hedyot. Second statement of Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yossi, second medium-sized line. Ram Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yossi. Minayin shem ratzim lo ladam shas kaiso. How do I know that a person should not try to appease his friend when he's angry? Dechsev pana yeilechu. Pasuk says, "Pana yelechu vanichosilach." When my face leaves, when my face changes, and I no longer have my angry face on, then vahanichosilach. Then I will leave you alone. Then I will calm down. Now there is a discussion that Rav Zilberstein has in Chashuk Echemet. Is this a halacha or is this a midas chasidus? So in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dal Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Al Teratzes Chavircha B'Shas Kaiso says exactly this line, pretty much. Don't try to calm somebody down when they're angry. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Shali Deizeh Yavalomar Dvarim Shenumu Ganimbo. Because you're going to say things inappropriate. Ki Yosef Kasa, I mean, you're going to cause him to say things that are inappropriate. Yosef Kasa, Kasa, you're just going to anger him further. Sounds like from Rabbeinu Yonah that you're not allowed to do this. It's like a lifna iver to try to calm someone down when they're angry. They're just going to get angrier. However, interestingly, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perkei Halacha Zayin quotes this issue of not calming someone down when they're angry, or not trying to be meratza a person when they're angry, amongst halachos of a Talmud Chacham. The Rambam writes, Talmud Chacham lo yeit soik v'tzoveach b'shas dibur kebehemus v'chayas. Talmud Chacham shouldn't be yelling and screaming like a chaya. And if he sees him rosh a devar of ma'ilim v'nishmayim omer v'imlav shosek, if he sees that his words can have an effect, say it. If you see they're not going to have an effect, keep quiet. In that context, the Rambam quotes it. So the obvious kasha is, the Gemara quotes this as a halacha b'stama. The Rambam says, a din in a Talmud Chacham. What do you mean, a din in a Talmud? It should be a din in everybody. So perhaps, says Rav Zilberstein, that's the yisha for the Rambam. That the Rambam assumed that this Gemara was talking midas chasidus, and the point was that why? Why would you bother? You're just wasting your time. It's not that it's going to lead to any negative results, but it's a waste of time. You're not going to accomplish anything. And you shouldn't waste words. You shouldn't speak when your words aren't going to accomplish anything. That's true. When is this going to be a halacha? It's going to be a halacha for a Talmud Chacham who never wastes words anyway. But a regular person who wastes plenty of words and says a lot of Nairishkeit, so we're not going to make a big point of saying that he should, that a regular person has to avoid such speech. Amar Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe in this pasuk, Hamteinli Ad Sheyavru Panim Shel Zam Va'Aniach Lach. Wait until my angry face goes away and then we'll talk. Umi Ikor Bricha Kamid Kutcha Brichu, Frak the Gemara, does Hashem really get angry? In, absolutely, Ditanya, the kel zoeim b'chol yom, Hashem gets angry every day. The kama zaimo, how long does anger last? Rega, last one rega. The kama rega, how long is a rega? Echon mechameshes ribo, ushmona salafim, ushmona meos, ushmona mushmona b'sha'a. A rega is 1 out of 58,888 parts of an hour, meaning 1/58,888th of an hour, that's the rega. Vizui rega, that is the definition of a rega. And no one was able to figure out exactly when that moment was, other than Bilam HaRasha. Only Bilam HaRasha was able to figure out the exact rega of Hashem's anger. That was the power of Bilam HaRasha. That's why his klalus had so much power. It says by Bilam HaRasha that he knew Das Elyon. He knew the Das Kaviyachov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hasha Das Behemta Laviyada, Das Elyon Haviyada. But he couldn't even figure out the Das of his Behema. The whole conversation that he has with the Behema, he doesn't know what's going on. So he's going to be able to be mechavin to Das Elyon. That doesn't make any sense. Must be, he didn't have any keen insight into Das Elyon. What he had was the ability to know exactly when the moment of Hashem's anger was. And that's what the Navi tells Klal Yisrael. Ami zecharna ma yo'atz balak melech ma v'gomer. May leman das sidkos Hashem. What does the pasuk mean when it says leman das sidkos Hashem? Amr blazer amr lama kadosh baruch li Yisrael. The kadosh baruch says to klal Yisrael, de'u kama tzedakos asisi imachem shaloka asti b'yimei bilam harasha. You should know how much tzedakah, how many righteous things I did with you that I didn't get angry in the days of bilam harasha. Shel malika asti, had I gotten angry during the days of bilam harasha, lo nishtayir misoneim shal Yisrael sardu palut. There would be no remnant remaining of klal Yisrael. And that's what Bilam said to Balak. You see that all throughout that entire time period, HaKadosh Baruch was not getting angry. That's why Bilam was saying to Balak, I don't know what's going on. This is supposed to be the time that that he's getting angry, and it's just not happening. I thought he'd get angry, and he's not getting angry. The kama zamo rega. How much is the zam or rega? The kama rega. Amar Rabbi Yavin vitem Rabbi Yavin rega kememre. A rega means a rega, a moment. Minalan de rega ratach. How do I know that he gets angry for a rega? Shenemar ki rega ba'apo chayim beritzono. It says rega ba'apo, that he's in his anger for a rega. V'iba yisema mehacha, chavikimat rega ad yavar zam. Chavikimat rega ad yavar zam. That wait for a rega, and then the zam will pass. Then the anger will pass. Ve'emas ratach, amar bayi bahana, what time period of the day does this occur in, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? Amar bayi bahach tlashoy kamaisa, ki chivra kavarta de tarnagola, that it's during the first 3 hours of the day when the comb of the rooster turns white and it stands on one foot. That's when you know that's the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting angry. That's the time that a person has a unique ability to curse somebody else. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a comment according to this Gemara that if he would have gotten angry for even a moment, for even that little tiny rega, 1/58,888th of an hour, then forget it, Klal Yisrael would have been wiped out, because that would have been the moment that Bilam would have cursed Klal Yisrael. Frek Tosos Vim Tomar Umaha Yochalomer b'shas rega. What's he already going to say in that one rega? How could he curse Klal Yisrael? You don't even have time to say more than one word in that amount of time. Yeshlomer kalem. So he says one possibility is he could have said wipe him out. Kalem. Says the Chida, you see from here that when you daven for somebody or against somebody, you don't need to say their name. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who you're talking about. Kalem. And he didn't say Kalem Yisrael, that to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Just Kalem, and that's it. That would have been enough. So you see that you don't have to actually mention their names. Or the Chida says maybe it's only when you're facing them, because Bilam was facing toward Klal Yisrael, and maybe it would have been obvious in context who he's talking about. Maybe it's not when you're not facing them. But anyway, that's one answer to Tosos. It just would have been one word, a three-letter word. Inami, another possibility. If he would have just started the curse at that rega, then everything would have gone basada aschala, and the whole curse would have followed after that moment, would have been considered as if it were said in that moment. That comment of Tosos got a lot of, engenders a lot of discussion in the Achronim. The Eretz Tzvi, the Kajagol of Ergon, in Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, has a shaila that seems completely unrelated. He was asked in Hilchos Purim, he was asked that there was apparently a minhag in his time that people would often give shalach manos after Shkia on Purim. After Purim was technically already over and was already Shusha on Purim, people would give Shalach Manos. And he was asked, "Nu, is there any heter for such a thing? Is there any way to be matzdik such a minug? How a person could be mekayim the mitzvah of Shalach Manos?" He says there are three ingredients to such a way to explain this minug. Three basic ideas that when you put them all together, we can explain this minug. One basic idea is, why do we do Shalach Manos? So it's machlokas, famous machlokas, Shumas Deshem Manos Alevi. Shumas Deshem holds that we do Mishloach Manos to provide for Su'udas Purim. Not like the Manos Alevi says, just to create a sense of Ava and Achva and Reyes and all this wonderful stuff. No, it's to provide somebody else with Su'udas Purim, Shumas Deshem says. That's ingredient number one. Ingredient number two, there is a Rush in Maseches Menachos where the Rush says, how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah B'zman Hazeh? Torah says we have a mitzvah Tayagas, to write a Sefer Torah by buying Svarim, and we're kind of mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Buying Svarim, but that's not what the Torah says to do. The Torah says to write a Sefer Torah. No, but since the whole point of writing a Sefer Torah is so that one can learn Torah, and nowadays we learn Torah through Svarim, buying Svarim is a key mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Says the Kashgav, you see from that Rush that when there's a clear inyan that you're trying to fulfill through that mitzvah, even if you don't do the mitzvah exactly the way it was told to do, but you're mekayim the inyan, that's also called the kiyum hamitzvah. Third ingredient, he says, this tosfos, that when you start something at a certain time, everything that follows goes after the starting time. And he quotes from the Yid HaKadosh, where the Yid HaKadosh says, that's why you can daven mincha starting a minute before shkia. The mincha is not going to end until, depending how quick your mincha is, 3 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes after Shkia, the mincha is not going to end. Doesn't matter. As long as you started a minute before Shkia, you see that as long as you start from this Tosos, from the second day in this Tosos, as long as you start within this man, that's good enough. So says the Kasha Glover Gon, and all of his tshuvas are like this, with the harifas like this. He says, put it all together and you have an explanation for your minhag, why we give Shalach Manos after Shkia. Because people start their Sudas Purim before Shkia. They finish their Sudas Purim way after Shkia. They're eating the Suda way into the night. Why is that okay? Because Tosos says that it all goes after the original moment. If they're eating their Sudas Purim, and the whole point of Mishloach, and they're still being Mekayim the Mitzvah Sudas Purim an hour after Shkia, 2 hours after Shkia, and the whole point of Mishloach Manos is to provide something that they can use during Sudas Purim, so you can still give it to them after the Shkia, and you're providing them with something that they could use for Sudas Purim. But the mitzvah is to give it on Purim. No, but the Inyan HaMitzvah, like the Rosh says, you only have to be Mekayim the Inyan HaMitzvah, the Inyan of the Mitzvah, just like of writing the Sefer Torah, the Inyan of the Mitzvah is to learn, the Inyan of the Mitzvah is to provide for Sudas Purim, so as long as you be Mekayim the Inyan of the Mitzvah, that's good enough. The whole thing me'alef hatav is not accepted by halacha. None of that is accepted by halacha, especially, but the Mishnah Berurah writes and Magen Avraham writes that already the starting a tefillah where you know that you're not going to finish before Shkia, not so pasha that at all that counts that you got it in before the Shkia. Shulchan Aruch says you should daven a hechi kedusha if you see that you're running out of time. What do you mean? Why would you have to daven a hechi kedusha? Just start and then you'd be okay. No, obviously you're not going to be okay. It's not good enough. Prima Gadin does quote this idea when it comes to Ni'ila, that maybe by Tefillas Ni'ila, that you can keep the gates open a little bit as long as you start the Tefillah while the gates are still open. You start the Tefillah before the end of the day. So maybe you have such an Indian by Ni'ila, but typically speaking, we would not accept this idea of the Kasha Glover Lehalacha, of the Yira Kaddush that the Kasha Glover quotes. Says in our Viter, Kol Shaita V'Shaita Nami Kai Hachi. Wait a second. We just said, I stopped in the middle of a sentence over here almost, we just said that when's the time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger? When the rooster stands on one foot, but he's always standing on one foot. So it says, Maro, Kol Shaita Ispe Shuraiki Sumki, that the rest of the time he has red streaks. Ba'ish Shaita Laspe Shuraiki Sumki, but now he only has white streaks in his crop, no red streaks. Ha'ut Stuki David B'Shavuz and Rabbi Shulman Levi, there was a Stuki in Rabbi Shulman Levi's neighborhood, have a Kamisayle Tuva B'Kray, and he would bother Rabbi Shulman Levi with Psukim a lot. He would always be attacking him, quoting different Psukim. So one day Rabbi Shimon ben Levi took a tarnagola and he put it by his bed and he started looking at it and he was waiting for that moment. When's the standing on one foot with the white streaks? I'm going to curse this guy. He says, when that moment comes, I'm going to curse him. And that moment came and he fell asleep. He dozed off. He missed it. He says, maybe you see from here that it's not so nice to curse somebody, that I shouldn't be doing that. V'rachma v'al kol ma'asov k'siv. It says v'rachma v'al kol ma'asov, that Hashem is rachamim over all of His creations. K'siv v'gayim v'shal sadik lo tov. Tanim mishmeid rabbi meir b'shosh shacham z'rechus kol ma'achim mizrach umarv manichim kisreim brashem mishtakum l'chama miyad koyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Meir taught that no, when is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time of anger? When the sun shines and all of the different kings put their crowns on their heads and they bow to the sun, that's the moment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, that they're turning to the sun as a deity. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Now, if it's the moment when the rooster is on one foot, so some of the Achronim ask, wait a second, what was so great about Bilam then? The Gemara figured it out also. In fact, Rabbi Shimon Levi figured out he was ready to do it. He was ready to curse somebody based on that. So what was the godless that only Bilam was able to know this rega? So it could be that Bilam was one that passed on that tradition. Bilam figured it out on his own, and he realized that it corresponds to the rooster, and he's the one that passed it on to future generations, that they should know this tradition. Third statement, Vam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Third statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Tova Mardus Achas B'Liba Shalodom Yosem Kama Malkios. That a person's inner feelings, when a person feels a moment of inspiration, that sometimes can have more of an effect on a person than 100 Malkios in terms of sending and putting him on the right path. Shenemar V'radfa Esma Aveha V'Amra Elchava Shuva El Ishi Arishon Ki Tov Li Oz Me'ata. That I'll go back to my first husband, Ki Tov Li Oz Me'ata. That then is better than now, meaning now I'm suffering all these Malkios, but Oz then, when I had feelings in my heart, that was better. Reish Lakish Amr Yosem Rimea Malkios. Reish Lakish says, better not only than Kama Malkios, better than 100 Malkios. Shenemar Tachas Gara B'mevin Mehakos K'sil Mea. Better than hitting a K'sil, than hitting a fool 100 times. Fourth statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Shlosh Shadvarim Bikish Moshe L'Nifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Nasal No. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Bikish Etish Rishchina Al Yisrael B'Nasal No. He asked that the Shechina should reside amongst Kal Yisrael. Hashem gave it to him. Shnemar Halo B'Lech Tcha Imanu. Bikish Shalotish Rishchina Al Ovdei Kuchavim B'Nasal No. He asked that the Shechina should not reside on Ovdei Kuchavim, and Hashem gave it to him. Shnemar V'Niflinu Aniva Amcha. That's the second one. Bikish Al Diadarko Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he asked to know the drachim, the ways of Hashem, v'nasno, and Hashem gave it him. Unbelievable. He asked someone, tzadik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo. Has anyone ever found out an answer? Machlokes, in this Gemara, zayinom and aleph and brachos, whether anyone ever really got an answer. According to this daya, Moshe Rabbeinu got an answer. He asked, tzadik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo, let me know your drachim. Shenemar odieni nos drachecha. Let me know your drachim. Amar l'fanav ribono shalom, ne mayich tzadik v'tovlo, v'yesh tzadik v'ralo, yesh rasha v'tovlo. It all seems so random. He didn't just ask Sadik Viralo Rasha Vitovlo. If he would have just asked that, so you would have said, okay, maybe there's some reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu is dafka punishing the Tzadikim. At least it wouldn't be random then. Hashem is singling out Tzadikim for something and Rasham for something. At least he's differentiating between them. Moshe Rabbeinu says, why is there sometimes a Tzadik Vitovlo and sometimes a Tzadik Viralo? Sometimes Rasha Vitovlo, sometimes Rasha Viralo. It all seems so random. Amar lo Moshe, Tzadik Vitovlo, Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Tzadik v'ralo, tzadik ben Rasha. Difference is, tzadik ben tzadik versus tzadik ben Rasha. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha ben tzadik. When Hashem is good to a Rasha, it's because his father was a tzadik. Rasha v'ralo, Rasha ben Rasha. If he's a Rasha v'ralo, then it's a Rasha ben Rasha. This is a question in halacha. If you're going to have a person lead your tefillos, should you dafka try to find a bal tefillah who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, or better to have a tzaddik ben rasha? You might think a tzaddik ben rasha is better because look what he's been able to overcome in order to become a tzaddik. He's been able to overcome a negative upbringing. And we know the Rashi and Chumash and Parshas told us Bereishis Perachafei Paschaval Vayetar Lo Hashem. Rashi says Lo Velo La. Hashem listens to Yitzchak's tefillos, not to Rivka's tefillos, because Yitzchak was a tzaddik ben tzaddik, not a tzaddik ben rasha. So you see that there's a maila of a tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, and you see over here there's a maila in general of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats a tzaddik ben tzaddik and how Hashem responds to a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah Siman Nun Gimel Sifkat Yud Gimel quotes in the name of Achronim, Tov Lahadar Achashat tzaddik ben tzaddik, Ki Ein Odom Tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik Tefillah tzaddik ben Rasha. I, the Rush says, Ein Mailas Hashatz Tluya B'Yichus HaMishpacha, that Yichus has nothing to do with the Maila of a Shliach Tzibur. He says that's if he comes from an average family. But if he comes from Tzadik Ben Rasha, then Yichus has everything to do with it. Then that Yichus could be very hurtful. Amar Mar, Tzadik B'Tovlo, Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Tzadik V'Ralo, Tzadik Ben Rasha. So we just said that when a Tzadik has good things to happen to him, it's because his father was a Tzadik. When he has bad things, it's because his father was a Rasha. Eini V'Aksiv, Poker Avon Avos Albanim, Uksiv U'Banim Lo Yumsu Alavos. Don't children not get killed for their sins of their fathers? V'raminu kraya adadim. We ask it's a stira in the psukim. One is that the Avon Avos is meted out al banim, and the other is that no, banim will not die from the sins of their fathers. U'mishaninan, and we answered that stira in psukim, lo kasha. Ha'kashoch semaisa v'sem b'yadayim. Ha'kshenoch semaisa v'sem b'yadayim. That one is when they follow the father's ways, the other is when they don't follow the father's ways. So apparently, if you have a tzaddik ben rashi, he's not following his father's ways, so he's good. He doesn't have to worry about his father's sins. So how can you say tzaddik v'ralo is a tzaddik ben rasha? Question mark. Elahachi kamalei. Tzaddik v'tovel tzaddik gomer. So no, Hashem's answer must have been a little different. Hashem's answer must have been that a tzaddik v'tovel is a tzaddik gomer. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik she'ino gomer. Tzaddik v'ralo is when it's tzaddik she'ino gomer. Rasha v'tovel, rasha she'ino gomer. Rasha v'ralo, rasha gomer. Depends if he's a complete rasha or not. Upligad Rav Meir. Dam Rav Meir shtayim nasan lo va'achas lo nasan lo. But all of this entire discussion of what Hashem's answer to the kasha of tzaddik v'ralo was is in disagreement with Rav Meir, because Rav Meir held that Hashem never answered that question. Shneamar v'chanosi yas hasharachon afal pi she'ino hagun v'richamti yas hasharachem afal pi she'ino hagun. Sometimes I punish people even though it doesn't seem they deserve it. Sometimes I'm nice to people even though it seems that they don't deserve it. Kodesh Baruch Hu says there's no answer that you can understand. He never even tries to answer Moshe Rabbeinu on that question. That seems to be the tradition of how we understand tzaddik v'ralo, that we just leave it as is, that we assume it seems in hashkafa that we pass like Reb Meir, that we assume that we don't know the answer to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sometimes punishes tzaddikim. Vayomer lo tuchal liros es panai. Hashem says you will not be able to see my face. Tanu mishrei Rabbi Shur ben Karcha kach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe kisharetzisi l'retzisa. When I wanted to connect with you, I came to the burning bush and you weren't interested, you turned away. Achshav shata rotza, now you're interested, you want to see my face. Eini rotza, I'm not interested. Pligad Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni yom Rabbi Yonasan. But that statement that Moshe Rabbeinu is criticized for turning away at the burning bush is against Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Amar Yonasan. Dom Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Amar Yonasan bischar shalosh zachal l'shalosh, as a reward for three great things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, he was zochet to three things. Bischar vayaster Moshe panav zachal l'klaster panim. In the schar that Moshe turned his face away at the burning bush, it was a good thing. That's why he was zochet to klaster panim. He was zochet that his face shone. Bischar kirei zachal l'viyur migesh silav. In the schar of kirei that he had this yira of approaching the Shechina, so he was zochet to v'yira migeshes ilav. B'schar mehabit, in schar of the word mehabit, in that same pasuk that he turned away because he was afraid from looking, zocha levetmunas Hashem yabit. He was zochet to be able to look at some image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'asirosi es kapay v'risa sachorai. Hashem says that you'll see my back. Amar Rav Chanan bar Bizra, Rav Shimon Chasida, melamed shar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe kesher shel tefillin. You see from there that Hashem showed Moshe his kesher shel tefillin. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu wore tefillin that said Mikam Chisrael. So the Gemara told us, so Hashem turned his back, and it's as if Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the knot in the back of Hashem's tefillin. Fifth statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi called Dibur V'Dibur Shialtzim Pia Kadosh Baruch Hu L'tova Afilu Altanai L'chazerbo. Every Dibur that came out of Hashem's mouth L'tova, even if it's given Altanai, Hashem doesn't go back on positive promises. Minolan, how do we know this? Mimoshe Rabbeinu, from Moshe Shnemer Haraf Mimeni V'Ashmideim V'Escha Oscha L'Goy Otzum. Hashem says, turn away from me, stop davening, I want to wipe out these people, I'm going to wipe out Klal Yisrael, and I'll make you into a great nation. Afgav Debar Moshe Rachmi, Allah the Milso Batla, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was able to daven and be Mevatel Gezerah against Klal Yisrael, but the second half of the statement, the bracha to Moshe, that he will be a Goy Gadol, Afilu Hachi Ukma Bezare, that was fulfilled by his children. Shneamar, B'nei Moshe Gershom Veliezer, V'yu B'nei Eliezer Rechavya Rosh V'gomer, U'B'nei Rechavya Ravu L'mala, V'tani Rav Yosef L'mala Mishishim Riba. What does it mean that his children were Ravu L'mala? It means they were more than Shishim Riba, that they were more, they numbered more than Klal Yisrael in that generation. Asir Ravi Raviya, Ksiv Acha Ravu L'mala, Ksiv Asa B'nei Yisrael Parva Yishutzu V'yirbu. We learn it out from Ravu L'mala, it relates to the words Parva Yishutzu V'yirbu, which in Mitzrayim meant that Klal Yisrael turned into, the numbers were 600,000 in Mitzrayim. Weiter. Now we move on to the eight statements of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Shimon ben Yochai, all on Dav Zayin and Beis. Number one, Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Miyom Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu Esolam Lo Yadam Shkola Kodesh Baruch Hu Adon At Shaba Avram V'Karu Adon. From the day that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, no one called the Kodesh Baruch Hu Adon until Avram Avinu came along and called him Adon. Shneemar, as the Pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, by Yomer Adon, he uses the Shema Elokim, he uses the Shema Adon, by he asks, how do I know that I'm going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? Amarav after Daniel onena el b'shvil Avram, and even Daniel later on was only answered because of the zchus of Avram Avinu. Shneamar v'ata shema lokeinu al tefilas avdecha v'el tachnuna v'arpanecha al mukdashcha hashemeim leman Adon, right? Leman the shem adnos. So leman chami b'ilei. He should just say leman cha. He's talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He should say for your sake. El leman Avram shekaracha Adon. He's saying no leman in the zchus of the one who used that shem Hashem, and Avram was the first one to use that shem Hashem. Second statement, Rabbi Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shum Ha'echai, Minayin Shem Ratzin L'Olam Shas Kaiso. We had this already in Laman Aleph, but we repeat it over here. How do I know that a person shouldn't try to be Maratz to somebody when they're angry? Shnemer Panei Yelech V'Ani Chosilach. Third statement, Rabbi Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shum Ha'echai, Miyom Shabarach Rosh Baruch Hu Salam Elohei Adam Shahod Elach Rosh Baruch Hu Ad Shabas Aleha V'Odaso. There was no one that was Modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the day Hashem created the world until Leah came along and gave Hoda'a to Hashem. Shnemer Pam Oda Es Hashem. She says, I will now be Moda, I will now give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reuven, Amr Abelazar, when Leah named Reuven, Abelazar explains, what does the name mean? Amr Leah, Leah said, Reu ma ben bini leben chami. Look at that, Reuven is Reu ma ben bini leben chami. Look at the difference between my son and my father-in-law's son. Leah's father-in-law's son, Yitzchak's son, which is Esav. But the ilu ben chami afagav demidaitei zavni the bechirusei, even though he sold his bechora willingly, meaning Esav himself was willing to sell his bechora to Sivay Machras Bechoras al Yaakov chazu maksivbe. Look what it says. What it says by Esav. After he sold his bechor, by Yistom Esav as Yaakov, that Esav got upset at Yaakov about the bracha, and he was angry at him, and he viewed it that Yaakov had stolen the bracha from him, even though he willingly gave it away. That he fooled me, he tricked me. Vilu bini, but look at my son and how he relates to the bechora. Even though it was really taken from him, he had nothing to do with it. Shakli Yosef lebechiru semine. Yosef took it from him. By him switching around the beds, by his father's beds, that's why the Bechor was given to Yosef. He still didn't show jealousy. He was mekabel that was the gezeira. And Reuven was the one that was willing to save Yosef, even though Yosef was the one that took the Bechorah from Reuven. Reuven did not do it willingly. You could see that Leah at this point in time obviously is still very sensitive to the fact that she was supposed to marry Esav. And she's saying, look how things turn out differently when she names Reuven. Look how things are going to turn out differently because he doesn't descend from Ben Chami. He's going to be a completely different Priya. The way he looks at people and the way he deals with people, even people who maybe he would have a taina on that wronged him. Frektamar Tzchi is just a very simple kash over here. If you look in Chumash, that's not why Leah named him Reuven. In Chumash, it gives a different reason, right? Maritzchias points out, Avogad Mufurish B'Torah Tamachar, Ki Ra'a Hashem Ba'anyi. That's where Reuven comes from. Ra'a Hashem Ba'anyi, nothing to do with Reu Ma Ben Bini LeBen Chami. So he says, no, but you find a lot of times in the Torah will give multiple reasons for a single name. Within the Torah itself, by Yisachar, you find multiple reasons. By Zvulun, you find multiple reasons within the Chumash for a single name. So he says what the Torah is obviously alluding is teaching us is that there, because names are given Baruch HaKodesh, there can be multiple layers of reasoning from behind any given name, and therefore that's a Pesach for Chazal to darshan beyond what it says in the Torah. Say nachinami, what it says in the Torah is also true. There's an additional level of interpretation. So good. So that's why Leah was able to. That's why the Gemara is able to darshan this way. Says Gemara Vayta Rus, my Rus. Where does the name Rus come from? In what way is that Ruach Kodesh? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shazach of Yatzim Men of David Shereval Lakadosh Baruch Hu Beshiros V'Shishbachos that. She was zocha that David would come out of her, who serenaded HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all sorts of songs and praises. Minolam de Shema Garim, where do we see that the name means something? Amar Blazer, Damakra, Luchu Chazu Mephalos Hashem, Asher Sam Shamos Ba'aretz. It says that he placed devastation on the land. I'll take Rishamos, don't read it as devastation, El Shemos, read it as names, that names mean something. So you learn that from Rus. Says Rashi, Rus, first skinny line, Hamoavia. That Rus, who's Rus? Hamoavia, you know, the Rus, the Moabite. We mentioned that over here, since we're talking about Shemos. Well, we didn't know that Rus was a Moabite. You have to tell me that Rus was a Moavia. So says Maritz Chayis in the back of the Gemara, he says, what is Rashi adding with the word Moavia? Rashi was obviously bothered by Akasha. Minolan de Shema Garim, how do I know that names mean something? We just got through saying Leah named Reuven, and Reuven's name meant so much. So now we need to go to Rus? We need to go all these generations later to say Shema Garim? So he says, no, there's a big difference. Because Shema Garim, previously we knew that names mean something when given by somebody who possesses Ruach HaKodesh, when given by someone who has Nevuah, when given by somebody who has some sort of deep insight into what the future holds for their child. Yeah, such a name is going to mean something. Rus was a Moavia. Her mother parents were Moavim at the time that they named her. There was no Ruach HaKodesh, there was no Nevuah, there was and yet you still see Shema Garim, that a name has the ability to have an impact on a person. There's obviously a discussion in the Rishonim more about the name Yishmael. How is it that since Shema Garim, Shem is so positive, so why is it that there's a Tana Rabbi Yishmael after Yishmael was such a Rasha? And anyway, how do you get from Yishmael to, how did Yishmael ever become a Rasha? Such a nice name. Yishmael, you think Shema Garim, he did Tshuva at the end of his life. A lot of different answers given in the Rishonim. Some say that he was a Rasha in spite of his name, not because of his name. Okay, I wrote a whole article on names once, but no time for it right now. Fourth statement, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Of Rabbi Yochanan name Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Kasha tar b'sroi b'toch b'esu shel adam yosem milchem as gog u'magog. That having infighting within a person's own household is more difficult for a person than a milchem as gog u'magog. Shnemar mizmar l'david b'varchum b'nei Avshalom b'no. That David saying a mizmar running away from Avshalom. Uksiv b'asrei Hashem marabu tsaru tsarai rabim kam malai. V'ilugav milchem as gog u'magog. But yet when describing milchem as gog u'magog siv, lama rag shugayim lu'umim yagu rik. Vilu marabu tsarai lo ksiv. In describing Melchem's Gog Magog, David HaMelech never says marabu tsarai. Only when describing fighting within his own house, when his son is chasing him, that's when he says marabu tsarai. There's nothing more painful. Sometimes people can tolerate anything. They can put up with anything, but their children fighting, they can't. They can't stand it. And that's natural, the Gemara is saying. That it hits a person harder when it's your own family and they can't get along with each other. Mizmo l'David b'varchum b'nei Avshalom b'no. Mizmo l'David that he's saying when he was running away from Avshalom. Mizmo l'David! Kina l'david mi bayilei. It should have been a kina that he had to run away from Avshalom. Why is it a mizmar? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom, mashal ma david domo la'adam sheyatzal av shtar chov. It's like a person who owes money and there's a shtar chov that says he owes a lot of money. Kodem sheparo hayatzev. Before he pays it, he's sad because it's always weighing down on him. Lacha sheparo sameach. Once he pays it, though, he's happy. Afkin David, kivin shamar lach rosh baruch v'neni mekem lach harav mi beisecha hayatzev. Amar shema evedo mamzer hu delo chayes alai. When he knew that someone was going to have to rebel against him, he was upset because he thought, who knows, maybe it's going to be an Eved, a Mamzer, someone who's going to have no Rachmanos. Kiven the Chazad Avshalom, who's Sameach, Mishum Hachi Amar Mizmar. Once he saw that it was Avshalom, he was happy because it was his own son. He figured that there will be a little more Rachmanos, and that's why he had a Mizmar. Rav Yashiv in the Shurim of Rav Yashiv and Brachos asked, what kind of simcha? Was Avshalom Merachim and David? Avshalom tried to kill him. He was after him the whole time. It was tremendous Achzarius that he chased after David. What's this great... Oh, so lucky that it was his child. What do you mean? What would have the Eved or Mamzer done that Avshalom didn't do exactly? So Rabbi Yashiv points out that Rabbi Yenis Naibshitz in Yoris Dvash, Drush Yud Aleph, toward the end of the Drasha, points out that there are two types of onshin that one receives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is when a person deserves an onesh for his sins, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the onesh, and through that onesh comes his kapara. Second type of onesh is a person has a bad mazel, and because he has a bad mazel, bad things are supposed to happen to him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Hashgacha Pratis, protects the person from that bad mazel. And when he does an aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just stops protecting him. Not to be mechaper, the punishment doesn't come as a direct punishment to be mechaper, Hashem just stops protecting him from his bad mazel, and all the punishments come as a result of the mazel, but he still needs a kapara. He's still not getting his kapara. So he says, how does a person know if the onesh is a real onesh min hashemayim or it's just his mazel? So he says, if the onesh is a natural onesh, so then you know that it's just bad mazel. But if it's completely unnatural, that it's happening in a completely unnatural way, then it's not just bad mazel. Then it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka giving you an onesh for kapara. It's natural for an eved or a mamzer to have an uprising against the king, but for the king's own son, crown prince, to go and have an uprising against the king and try to kill his own father, that's unnatural. So David HaMelech sings a mizmar. He says, Baruch Hashem, that this is a kapara from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's not just bad mazel that's happening to me. Kasha is that the Gemara Neirchen Tazayin and Beis says, how bad, to what extent do we assume Yisurim hit a person that even Napach Lo Chaluka, you put your jacket on inside out by accident, or Hoshid Yadu Lekisi, you want to take out a certain amount of change from your pocket and you take out a different amount. So that's all Yisurim. So the Gemara says, V'kol Kach Lama, L'may Hilchzav Yisurim, why is this, in what sense is this Yisurim? So the Gemara says that if a person goes 40 days without Yisurim, then you know he was ready Mekabel Eschar and Olam Abba. So this is the kind of Yisurin that he could have within 40 days and not yet have been Mekabel Eschar in Olam Abba. So maybe, says the footnotes at the bottom of the Shirim of Rav Eliashiv, maybe that's why the Gemara says that the Yisurim are only the Gabi those 40 days. Because these are obviously natural Yisurim. These are not Yisurim that come for Kapara. So Gemara Dafka says, no, these aren't Kapara Yisurim when you take the wrong change. These are Yisurim that just keep you in check, make sure you're still going to get Olam Haba. If you look at Mishnah Berurah in Reish Chav Beis and Dalid, it's mashma that he does not hold like this Yaros Devash. He says when we say that there's a din that you have to be Mivarech al Ra, the same way Mivarech al Tova, is because any Ra that happens, natural Ra, any kind of Ra, it's all an Onesh that's going to give you a Kapara. Sounds directly against this Yaros Devash, that not every Ra is an Onesh that gives you a Kapara. Fifth statement of Rabbi Yochum Shum Rashim Mechai back in the Gemara, Mutal Iskaros B'Rasham Balam, and one is allowed to anger Rishayim or to taunt Rishayim in this world. Balam Azesh, Shinemar, Ozay Tari Halu Rasha, Vishomri Tari Zgarubam, the Shomri Torah could be Mizgara in the Rishayim. Tanya Namiyachi, Rabbi Dustaib, Rabbi Masnam, or Mutal, the Scars, Rishayim, Almazah, one is allowed to taunt Rishayim in this world, Shemar, Zvitari, Alu, Rasha, Im Lechshach, Adam Lomer, Vaksiv, Al Titacher, Bimerei, Im Valtikane, Bol Se Avla, if someone says, no, Pasuk says, Al Titacher, Bimerei, you shouldn't be, Al Tikane, Bol Se Avla, you shouldn't mess around with the people who do wrong. Amlo, Misha, Libo, Notfo, Amar, can you tell them that's Yetarara speaking? El Al Titacher, Bimerei, Leos, Kimerei, means don't act like a friend with him. Al Tikane, Bol Se Avla, Leos, don't be like an Osei Avla. V'omer Ali Kani Libcha B'chataim Kim B'Yiras Hashem Kol Hayom, that you should only have a kina for Yiras Hashem and nothing else. Eini v'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Yimri Yisa Rasha Shasham Esachekes Lo, Al Tiskarabo. If you see a Rasha that's enjoying a good moment, don't taunt him. Shnemar Yechilu Drachah B'chaleis, V'lo Odel Shazocha B'din, Shnemar Mar Mishpatech Minegdo, he's even going to be victorious over you. V'lo Odel Sharoa B'tzarev, Shnemar Kol Tzarev Yefiach B'am, you can see in his Sarah. So don't you see from there that you're not supposed to be Miskara B'Rashayim? Says Mar Lo Kasha, Habi Mili Didei, Habi Mili D'Shemayim. It depends if we're dealing with earthly matters or with heavenly matters. V'Yibay Seima, Hava Habi Mili D'Shemayim, or maybe it's all about heavenly matters. V'Lo Kasha, Habi Rasha Shasha Mesachek Eslo, Habi Rasha Sheina Shasha Mesachek Eslo. It all depends on what's going on in the Rasha's life at the time. Is he enjoying a moment of particular good luck or not? V'Yibay Seima, Hava Habi Rasha Shasha Mesachek Eslo. Maybe it's both talking about a Rasha that's it depends who you are, whether you could taunt Rishayim. If you're a tzadik gomer or not a tzadik gomer, that's what it's going to be dependent on. Damar avuna ma'iduch siv, lama tabit bogdim tachrish bebala rasha tzadik mimenu, v'chi rasha balea tzadik. Is Russia able to be balea tzadik? Is able to swallow up a tzadik? V'aksiv Hashem lo ya'azvenu biyado. Doesn't it say Hashem will not leave you over in his hand? V'aksiv lo yu'una l'tzadik halaven. Then nothing bad will happen to any tzadik. So how can you say that the Rosh is going to be able to be Balea the Tzaddik? El Tzaddik Mimenu Balea, Tzaddik Gomer Eina Balea. A Rosh will be able to be Balea a Tzaddik Mimenu, someone who's more righteous than he is. But he's not going to be able to be Balea, someone who's a true Tzaddik in the objective definition of Tzaddik. Subjective, related to the Rosh, a bigger Tzaddik, yeah, he'll be able to overcome. But someone who's objectively a Tzaddik Gomer, he's not going to be able to be Balea. V'yibay Yisayim HaShem HaSachek Eslo Shaini, or again, maybe Shem HaSachek Eslo is a different story, and then the Rosh has extra powers at the time that Shem HaSachek Eslo. Sixth statement, number of Yochum Shem Rav Shem Benichai. Anyone's kaveya makom for his tefila, his enemies will fall from beneath him. Shenemar v'samti makom la'ami liyisov v'natativ v'shachin tachtav v'lo yirgazod v'lo yisifu b'nei avlo anosa kasher barishona. So that you're never going to hear from them again, from your enemies. They're going to be completely wiped out. Ravuna rami k'siv l'anosa k'siv l'chaloso. It says to afflict him, and then it says to wipe him out. So b'tchil l'anosa l'psof l'chaloso. First to afflict him, then to wipe him out. Rav Zilberstein deals with what if you walk into a shul and someone is in your makom kavua. We've learned so many gemaras, davav, davzayin, makom kavua, so important that you have to daven in a makom kavua. So if there's a guest from out of town that's in your makom kavua, should you nicely, definitely doesn't say, you definitely shouldn't scream at him and throw him out, but maybe you should speak to him nicely and ask him ba'adinus, with gentleness, to leave your seat, and explain that that's your makom kavua, and find him a different seat. Says Rav Zilberstein, there is a Sefer Achinuch says that we learn from the special mitzvah of lehoves hager, to love a ger and not to afflict a ger. Says Sefer Achinuch, it's not only about a ger, it's from anyone who's not comfortable in this spot, someone who's a bit of an outsider, someone who's a guest, is not used to the shul, is not here all the time, you have to go out of your way to be extra nice. Isur daraisa, it's of to single him out or to be mean to him, and that trumps makom kavua, and therefore you should never throw the person out of your seat. And I'll just add, especially if you're late and he was on time. I mean, you walk in late and he's in your seat, so then it's your own fault. You come on time, you don't have to worry about it. is more important than learning book learning. Maritz Chayes points out this experiential learning, visual learning is more important than not more important, but is more impactful than hearing a lecture. It praises Elisha that he poured water on Eliyahu. We see the shimush was greater than the limud. That's what Elisha is singled out for. Okay, we'll stop there. Mirtz Hashem will pick up with the two dots tomorrow, three lines from the bottom. Oh, yeah.